This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Berlin, 6th of February, 1914. My dearest Ellen, herewith my latest missile from the Prussian and German capital. As ever, there is much activity, both in the streets, in political life, and in the world of culture. I write from a box in the Royal Opera House on the Linden Avenue. Were I not to do so now, it might be next week before opportunity knocked once again. Herr Dr. Richard Strauss, the celebrated composer of the Rosenkavalier as well as Salome, is to conduct a symphony concert to be entirely comprised of the great Beethoven's music. You may recall that our friend Tommy Beecham, who also pays a visit to Berlin from time to time, speaks very highly of him. We shall hear the second Leonore overture, the Prometheus Ballet, and then the Grand Heroic Symphony, written for Napoleon, whose dedication was withdrawn when Bonaparte made himself emperor. Let's hope Kaiser Wilhelm does not disapprove. He is, I hear, increasingly sensitive concerning his imperial dignity. Quite how he could become more so, I don't know. But this endless to-do from the uppity social democrats has every Junker on his tenterhooks. There's much music across the city, but four nights ago I heard Herr Arthur Niekisch conduct the Philharmonic Choir and Orchestra at the Philharmonic Hall. Beethoven again. The Ruins of Athens, and some magical music for choir and piano by Brahms. I was unsure what to make of the other piece, a lament, Das Klagende Lied, by the recently deceased Herr Mahler. He once held a similar position in Vienna to that which Strauss recently held here. Needless to say, it did not end well. Hysteria infected more than his music. And would you know it? The same Mahler music was being given just two nights ago as well, a symphony, his fifth, again interminable, and with five movements. No self-restraint. However, Mahler sounded veritably like Beethoven when compared with a chamber symphony by Herr Arnold Schoenberg. Apparently, the Viennese public was wont to laugh and to jangle its keys at him. I should have been tempted to do the same. I can make neither head nor tail of this 20-minute cacophony, nor, it seemed, could anyone else. Music of the future? We shall not hear of him again. Although I missed the first Berlin performances of Wagner's Parsifal earlier in January, we shall, God willing, see that mystery play together in Bayreuth this August. Only last year, Strauss and others attempted to have the Reichstag restrict the master's final work to his own temple of art. Support came from the Italians, too. Good men such as the composer Puccini and the conductor Toscanini. Alas, all came to naught. As Strauss put it, the Reichstag, elected as it is now by idiotic universal suffrage, ignored the worth of one Richard Wagner. Parsifal will survive, though, as we shall see. Truly, this will be a glorious summer. The orchestra has just finished tuning. I must lay down my pen. Hasten to reply, I beg you, with your news. Yours affectionately, Richard.